Jay Bonds.
Oh.
Cherry T. Cherry Blossom Clinic.
Man, that set was so filled with soul that it brought a tear to my eye. It seriously did. That was not a joke. I told the drummer, Mikey, you know, whenever someone says something funny, be sure to do a rim shot. Oh, God, that's so funny. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to back announce the J-Von's awesome set list here. You guys catch your breath, and then you guys introduce yourselves. How about that? All right, so we just heard Night, parentheses, was stealing from the sun. So that's a great evocative title.
So much pain.
Also, we heard We Got the Word. Your new song, It Was Wrong to Love You, which, that's phenomenal. That's a great, great song.
Thank you.
Kudos to you. And then so we heard something from your new single, Never Take Me Back, Preacher's Gun. And then also another cut from your single, Days Undone. And at the top of the set, we heard Keep On Moving?
Yep.
Yeah. You actually got to project it to the microphone. Okay, so we have the J-Vons in here from New York City. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and what instruments you play?
My name is Benny. I play the bass.
My name is Mike. I play the guitar.
My name is Mikey. I play the drums.
My name is not Mike. It's Dave, and I play the organ.
I know, it seems to be a preponderance of mics here today, because the engineer, of course, is the fantastic Mike Sin. Yay! Let's give him a... So, anybody want to, like, fill in on what's going on with the J-Von activities? They can go to their Facebook fan page, right? And then, of course, your MySpace, which by now you would have set up, and on your website, jvons.com. $35, PayPal. So... So how did you guys get hooked up? Actually, there's a bit of provenance. This band is kind of a super group, if you will. I did you want to just speak into the mic there?
Sorry.
As it were.
Someone needs to speak.
Yeah, we're not
okay.
Talking.
Well, how about this? There's members of The Raining Sound, Robbers on High Street, and then you guys also are with Naomi's band, which I can't...
Which is Shelton and the Gospel Queens.
Yes, Naomi Shelton and the... Sorry.
I'm the only one not in another band. I had to get good guys to play with.
Yeah. Well, me, Mike, and Benny have all been buddies, and then we met Dave. Well, Mike tracked Dave down, and we got him. So...
So which Mike? Wait, Mike the vocal, Mike, the vocalist.
Yeah. Mike found Dave.
Found you, found Dave, the Raining Sound.
On a street corner.
Keyboardist.
Literally.
No, really. How did you guys hook up?
He was stalking me for a couple years, as it turns out.
He'll have to explain that.
Go. I gotta explain it?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you gotta do it into the mic.
Yeah, right into the mic.
Talking to your cup.
Oh. Yeah, I met Dave a while back randomly in Brooklyn and took him to see the Budos band. And then, you know, courted him for 2 years. He didn't know it, but yeah. Then saw him a couple months ago on the street corner and asked if he wanted to play.
You did not see him on the street corner.
No, he
did.
He was with the Raining Sound.
Yeah, I just got off tour from Spain with Raining Sound. He walked by and he said, "Aren't you the guy in the Raining Sound?" And I gave him my email, and he was too shy to ask, you know, to come down and play, because he said, you know, you had friends with you.
You know, it was your wife.
My wife and Mike Marcucci, my old friend from 1969. But anyway, he emailed me the next day, sent me the songs, and I thought they were great.
But the thing is, him emailing you, or like talking to you, but meanwhile, 2 years ago, he had taken two shoes.
I didn't remember. Yeah, you know, I'm walking down, it was Grand Street in Brooklyn.
At Lucky Cat.
Yeah, it was in front, there was a big crowd in front of the Lucky Cat. I said, "Oh, I'm not going in there, there's a big crowd." And I see this guy, like, kind of follow me down the sidewalk. I'm just walking in the street. So I didn't know, this is really weird. I don't know if I'm going to have to punch this guy. And he comes up and he says, "Hey, you know, there's a really good band playing in there." I'm like, "Oh, oh, do they have an organ? He's like, yeah, they do.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, well, I'll come in then. And I went in. Wow. That's how I saw the Budos band.
That is so.
And that's a true story.
Man.
Me and Mike have been playing together since we were like 17.
Yeah.
We just made it big now.
Yeah, we had a band that broke up, and I remember we saw.
And the band was?
Nah, doesn't matter. But we
politics.
Yeah, we broke up, and then we were at a show at I think Union Pool, and we saw Raining Sound. And we were like, man, if we could just get a guy like that to come down and just we'd start a new band. And a year later, here we are.
That wasn't a year later.
I don't know.
Union Pool show?
2 years.
That
I don't
was
know.
The first time I ever played with Raining Sound.
Wow.
That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I don't
the
know.
The funniest thing is, it's like, we got to get a guy
well,
like that.
Well, then
rewind
that, because we might have still been in that band. No.
You know, like, you said, let's get a guy like that, not this particular guy.
No,
right?
I think we said we'd be great if we could just grab him, and he could be in our band.
Just for information, yeah. That's the first time I had ever seen Raining Sound play, and I was on stage playing with them. That's when we were doing the Mary Wise sessions, and they had a gig. Uh-huh. You know, they said, oh, yeah, we got to leave the studio early time. I'm like, why? Like, oh, we're playing at Union Pool. Greg's like, why don't you come down and sit in? I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I've never seen you guys play. That'd be cool. I don't know anything about your music or anything. So he went an acoustic guitar, and I made some charts. And I went down there, and I'm like, well, it was a Sunday, for one thing. And it was really weird. There was a line down the block, and it was sold out on a Sunday. Yeah, but I had no idea. And I'm like, wow, this is really weird for Sunday, you know? Union Pool, and I'm backstage, and I'm peeking out by the, you know, the curtain. I'm like, the place is packed, and it's like, you know, all these foreign people in the front row and everything. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Wait, let me just get this straight. Well, you were rehearsing with them, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did rehearse.
Yeah, well, no, he just went through the chords on an acoustic guitar, and I wrote them down. But I didn't know they played them like five times faster than that live on stage. And wow. So I got on stage, and I'm like, this is crazy.
And he saw me and Mike in the audience, and he went, oh, God, if I could be in a band with those guys one day.
Yeah, exactly. That's
and
what
it worked
happened.
Out. So.
Yeah. I've said it before.
You're welcome, Dave.
Any rim shots?
The rest is history.
Yeah. Too late for the rim shot. But, yeah. Well, that's a testament. Like I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dave, you are Mr. Music incarnate. Nobody else could be like, yeah, let me play with the Raining Sound now. I've never seen them.
I've never heard of them before.
Oh, God. You know, let me make some charts.
The weird thing was everybody that I asked about, I said, so what kind of music do they play? And everybody's like, oh, they're a garage band. And I asked somebody else, oh, they're alt country or, you know, or they're, you know. It's like
awesome.
Yeah. So anyway.
Awesome.
So now I know what they do. Kind of. But these, yeah, you know, I love working with these guys. This is fun.
The J-Vons.
The J-Vons.
Where we're here with
hey,
you.
Hey, J-Vons.
The record was recorded at Daptone, which is a fantastic recording studio.
Highly prestigious.
No, it's just, it's great. It deserves all the prestige.
Yeah. And a lot of those Daptone records, they nail it in terms of getting that sound.
Just you like know. The J-Vons record.
Yes. Well, you know what? J-Vons, that was really an amazing, amazing session. We look forward to seeing you live. We look forward to picking up your 45, which will be undoubted. You're selling it at all your gigs now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll be picking that up.
There's hot 30, cakes. So get there
hot
quick.
Hot cakes.
Yeah. No, but very limited. I mean, get in on the action. This is like one of these deals where it's like, oh, you get the first whoever. Yeah. Like,
well, I kept 470, and we're letting out 30, so, you know. But thanks
those,
for
those
having
me. Those are for eBay later on.
What's eBay?
All right. Well, thank you so, so much, guys. That was phenomenal. The J-Vons live at FMU.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And once again, thanks a lot to engineer Mike Sin for doing an amazing job.
Mike. Hey.
All right.
Dougie.
All
right.
Yeah.
Doug Rum.
Dougie. Driver extraordinaire.
Any applause for me? No? Okay. What the? All right. Thank you very much, J-Von. Let's just do cartoon sound effects noise for the rest of the session. Okay. So, all right. See you soon. Bye-bye.